So our listener, Will, knows his girlfriend isn't the one, knows what he has to do, but let's unpack it. It's all group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hey.
I've been procrastinating about breaking up with my girlfriend.
Oh.
She's a great person. Mm-hmm. I have nothing bad to say about her. Still, we have some areas we just aren't compatible, and I just don't think she's the one.
Okay.
Now, I know she's going to be very upset, and I feel bad about it already.
Right.
Honestly, our main problem is I'm very extroverted. She's introverted. I feel my lifestyle overwhelms her while hers depresses me.
Okay.
So anyway, she's already a wreck because she had to put down her cat the other day.
Oh.
Plus, she's going out of town for a wedding.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if I should break it to her now or when she gets back to give it some more space.
Mm.
What's the best time or way to let her down as gently as possible?
Okay. You're a woman. You've been broken up with
many times
in your life.
I don't think any of them took this much care or consideration.
Well, is there a better way? Like, you know, I understand external things. Especially, you know, she's grieving her pet.
Cat, yeah.
Yes, she's got to pull it together to go to this wedding that
right.
I'm assuming obviously Will is not a part of or invited to. Maybe
didn't indicate that he's going with her.
Right, right. So, you know, to me, I'm almost waiting until like she gets back and does all that stuff. Like to me, I'm putting it off. Like if there's not any sort of like, she's going to find out that I've been
dating someone else
yeah. Before she goes. So I have to tell her now before she finds out, whatever, blah, 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 blah. If there's no, like, rush.
Yeah.
Then I think I'm waiting. But maybe that's just me. I don't know.
I'm feeling like that is the kinder thing to do because, again, she's going to feel a little like you're kicking her when she's down. If she's really upset about the loss of the cat.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing.
Now, the comments, especially on our stream, on Ben and Kelly, unforgiving, advice, grow a spine.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I grow a spine, does that mean just rip the Band-Aid off and
that's
do it now?
That's what I am interpreting
I think that's
that
what
as.
I'm interpreting
just break up
that
with
as
her
well.
Like now, today, right now.
Just be like, hey, sorry
call
about
right
your cat.
Now.
Hey,
yeah.
I know you're going to go
I
and
love
celebrate
you.
Love.
Wait, I
got
to go.
You're an introvert, I'm an extrovert, it's just not going to work out.
Apparently that's the advice, yes.
All right, well, 502-795-1997.
I'm
I know,
probably going to wait.
I
hate confrontation.
I know you...
I hate it.
I think it sounds like his mind is made up. So
it's
not like a thing of, hey, wait and see if there's a spark again.
No, like he knows they're just like, they're not ever going to mesh. And I appreciate the fact that he is trying to be considerate.
A little bit.
In trying to do this the most gentle way possible.
Sure.
Because he cares about her. And I think that is already, he's way better than all of my ex-boyfriends.
All right, 502-795-1997. Have you been in this situation? What did you do? How'd it work out? Let us know your story. It's group therapy. So Will, in group therapy, is kind of setting up his girlfriend to be the star of a Hallmark movie in that he knows he needs to break up with her. Her cat just died. She's going to a wedding. Bless you. And he doesn't know when to drop the axe on breaking up with her.
This is a tough, delicate situation, and I appreciate that he's trying to be kind and find what's the right window. But is there ever going to be a right window?
Amanda.
Hey, I just need to call. Well, I might have a little information, but my twins love to hear me on the radio in the morning.
That's fantastic. I love that.
You know what? That is the difference between you and me. Because
your twins do not love to hear you on the radio.
Right. Your twins love hearing you on the radio. Mine do not.
So they're Owen and Opal, and they said, can you call the radio, but can I have your phone back when you're done?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but I think, like, if he's upset, like, he doesn't want to upset her because her cat died, what if she comes back and, like, got bad news that her job title is being taken away, or her aunt gets sick, her car breaks down.
That's true.
Like, what are we waiting for? If there's really nothing wrong, let's just go with the cat.
That's true. And then there was also another thought. Like AJ said, he should break up now because she could go to the wedding single, maybe take comfort in another man's arms.
Let
her go play.
I'm just having the worst weekend.
And she might find her new person at the wedding. Who knows?
That's also another thought that I had in the back.
All right. Well, thank you, Amanda. I am surprised a little bit by everybody who's saying, Do it now before
the wedding. I mean, Allison was like, don't make her go watch, you know, people completely in love while she sits there heartbroken, wait until after the wedding. But most people are just like, hey, this can be the start of her Hallmark movie.
Right.
She goes to the wedding.
Oh,
she's brokenhearted, sitting there alone.
And she makes eyes with a groomsman across the way.
Probably looks like Josh Duhamel.
Maybe.
And then they dance, and then she starts to see a spark, and she starts coming back to life. But she's like, no, I just got out of a long-term relationship, and I'm just not ready.
I'm not, my heart isn't ready to accept another.
But you look like Josh Duhamel, and you're handsome. Chase says, wise old mamaw used to say, there ain't a Hallmark card for wasting someone's time. I'd say do it now. Go to the wedding. Let that be a time to heal and forget and enjoy yourself. If he's waiting for the right time, that's never going to happen. It's been another year.
I know. Catherine on Facebook says, do it now so she can go to the wedding and hook up with a hot groomsman. But
yes,
seriously,
that looks
now. Never a good time. So.
Sorry, I've been caught up in Ransom Canyon. That's where my head's at.
Oh.
Really good one, by the way.
Okay.
Ransom Canyon. Watch that.
Well, I'm hoping that she... Okay, like, Will, I know we're all saying... Just do it, okay? I mean,
it might be better to just do it.
I know. Originally, I was saying maybe you wait until everything gets done and then you drop the axe on her. But now I think I'm changing my tune and saying just go ahead and say, hey, before you go on your trip,
I would like to let you star in your own Hallmark movie.
I would like
you go to this wedding brokenhearted and you find your Mr. Right.
For you to spread your wings.
Just like you did when you got fired. You're firing her from the relationship.
Yes, I am going
gently,
to let you
though.
Spread your wings. I'm pushing you out of the nest. I'm letting you spread your wings.
Cheyenne says, Nike says, just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, Laura loves Ransom Ken. Yes, that's a really good one. Listen, I think that's what we do. We say, listen, I feel like... Go to this wedding. It's going to be your fresh start.
Listen, and also other people are saying if she's an introvert, she's not going to be going up to any groomsmen.
Maybe it's just
listen.
He wasn't the right one to pull that out of her, but she's going to be
that's
Josh
right.
Duhamel.
She just needs to find the
wedding,
right person,
and he's going to be the difference.
Okay.
To pull her out of her funk, her depression, and make her blossom like
this
a
is
flower.
Great. Blossom like a flower.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, what we're saying, Will, do it now. Let her have her fun at her a wedding that's coming up.
Yes.
And don't you get all weird knowing that that's probably what's going to happen when she goes to the wedding.
Right.
Okay.
Don't like start to
be
let
like
jealousy
or
enter
like,
the
yeah,
chat.
Yeah, I was going to say like
if you
text
know
her
this
or
is
something
done,
like that. Yeah, just be done with it.
Right.
Right. Let her live her life.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good luck. Let us know. And then I want to follow up with her.
I know. I wish we could talk to her
after this goes down, after she goes to the wedding and find out if she did indeed star in her own Hallmark movie.
Will, as a favor to us, since we featured your situation on Group Therapy, will you please pass along her information to us?
So we can call her in about a week.
So we can see how she's doing. That'd be great.
We just want to check. It's our aftercare program.
That's right. Hey, your jerk ex-boyfriend messaged us.
How awful is that?
Yeah. All right, that's group
girl, therapy. He doesn't deserve you.
No.
Who'd you meet at the wedding?
All right, seriously, we need to figure that out. We'll figure that out. All right, that is group therapy. Coming up on the